The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information
Welcome
or receive services.
Welcome back to CU Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence,
you guys
and you.
In here. I need a
I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lowe.
I'm so glad Dan is here because
and we have
I was in the men's room and I wanted to.
I was just
going to
announce Dan, and you're telling you're in the men's room.
Yeah well, no, but, as long as I'm not in there with him, it's okay.
But Dan has the toilet paper in there wrong. It's under. It's going under.
I don't
under
put the toilet paper in.
I thought you just do everything.
That's
here.
Your job, Dan. Oh my!
Did I become maintenance? We have the best maintenance people in the world taking care of this building, but apparently
program.
The toilet paper is backwards
it's
for you, Otto.
Correct.
Unbelievable. I'll mention that the next time she's in.
This is a rough day. The toilet paper doesn't work, and that's what
you're
It's
coming
about.
From the bottom.
We had the Nassau County Police Commissioner on, and you're concerned.
Talking about scamming people, and he's worried about toilet paper in the men's
room.
Well,
that's scamming right there, you know.
Oh, goodness. I just came in to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, yeah, thank you very much.
If anybody could see the place, Christina, in her typical way, has it all designed for Otto because Otto's birthday is in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Right.
But he won't be. Next week is our
your anniversary.
8th anniversary. Right. And then it'll be October already.
So I need to do a quick public service announcement before I leave. The reason I can't stay for your birthday, and I apologize.
You have to go fix the
toilet paper. No, I have to go fix the toilet paper. But for those of you out there who haven't had it, I'm getting my second dose of shingles vaccine.
Oh, really?
Which is an important thing for some of us.
We just discussed that.
Some of us of a certain age who may have had chicken pox as a young person, which I did. And now my doctor is recommending a shingles vaccine. I had the first one 2 months ago. I get the second one today, and then I'm done.
Okay.
But I recommend it. Check with your doctor. Check with your doctor though to make sure it's right for you.
But it wasn't covered by your insurance.
It was covered completely.
It was covered by insurance. See, we had said earlier that it's not covered by insurance.
Yeah, well.
But it depends on the insurance.
I have really terrific insurance.
I'm sure you do.
Not from my employer, but from my wife's employer.
Oh,
thank
okay.
goodness.
All right.
Same with me.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Well, happy birthday. Have a great rest
thank
of the
you.
Show. Enjoy. Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
Take care.
Right. Something's happening here.
Oh, what, everyone, we have get your headphones, please.
Headphone. Oh.
Is that him? Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is John Ryan.
Oh, hi. I was calling because Otto Loos is my father-in-law, and I wanted to wish him a happy birthday on the air.
Oh, now who is this?
Michelle.
Oh, okay. He knows you.
Oh, you're there. Oh, I thought it was...
How you doing?
Good. Happy birthday. A little early.
Well, yeah, but you should see this place here. It's completely decorated. Very nice.
You had to bring up the toilet paper comment. This has been a family years.
Okay.
But Dad, I did want to tell you that you mean the world to me, and I love you so very much, and I'm just so happy that you're in my life.
Well, ditto.
You sound so special,
ditto.
Michelle.
Ditto, ditto.
Okay. And hey, I will see you soon.
He's turning up the volume.
Yeah, the volume.
Oh, okay.
You know my hearing aid difficulties, so
you know what my only buzz.
We have a headset on, so headsets don't always overlap to the... This is like a hearing aid discussion here. Did you miss out
program.
On the toilet paper comments we were just making?
No, I totally got that.
We were
totally got that.
You know all about that, right?
I do. Family feud for years, so, you know. We have some that go under, some that go over.
Yeah, that's right. And they made the mistake here over they were all under, so they had to... try to correct that.
Einstein did.
Yeah. Michelle, thank you, my dear. I love you. Thanks for calling.
Thank
love you.
Thanks,
bye.
Now, who is Michelle married to? Let's get the whole
Michelle
was
married to my son who died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Otto, if you haven't guessed yet, we stealthily have decided to, you know, do a surprise.
Do
little,
I have to keep
you can take
the
that off.
On?
No, just for
okay.
calls.
Yeah.
We wanted to do a little surprise show. So throughout the show, you'll be getting some special calls.
No.
Because you deserve it, because you're certainly special to all of us. And it was really, you know, a lot of work in the commercial break. I had to get all this out. I had to have like a system of how I was going to really get this set up. You know, I usually like a little more time, but I'm glad that we were able to do this.
Well, you are the greatest.
Right? Well,
as you know, I love
it.
You, John, and Ryan and Victoria are a great team, and I love coming here to do this show. I don't want to do it every week, but I love doing it.
Oh, my God, we're getting it. Listen, Otto's got a big family. We got another call.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Grandpa. It's Olivia.
Olivia, how you doing?
Good. I'm in school,
you've been
to
on
wish.
This show.
I have been on this show. I've done an interview with you.
Yes,
the granddaughter.
You interviewed me.
Oh, this is the young lady?
Yeah.
I remember that. I was on that.
She actually is... just recently went through a New York Times week class on journalism and is going to do very well. She's a good writer, and I'm very proud of her.
Aww.
I'm just calling to wish you a very happy early birthday.
Okay.
Thanks,
we're
Olivia.
We're excited for next week.
Yeah, well, you're going to be going away next weekend.
Yes, it's for your birthday.
For your sweet 16.
No, it's not for my birthday. It's for your birthday, Grandpa.
It's for everybody's birthday.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have four birthdays on that weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm very excited.
All right.
Thanks, Olivia, for calling.
Thank you for calling, my dear.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
How did you manage to get all these?
So, take your headphones off. I was talking with Jen because I have her contact information because she's also been on the show. That's Otto's granddaughter who
is the proud social worker. We lost the recording.
That's right. But I have her information, so I emailed her, and she's been collaborating with me on rounding up the troops. So I've been in heavy contact with Jen, and I have to give her a special thanks because I do appreciate a woman that follows up, and she does, and it was
She's
great,
very
yes.
good, yes.
I realized, you know, I could deal with the Lois family. I like
she's
this.
She's getting ready
yes.
to get into the work world. You know, she spent a few 4 weeks in South Africa after graduating with her master's in social work. And they went for 4 weeks. 3 weeks, I believe, were for work, and 1 week was for joy, which she's very good at. She likes that.
I love it.
And then she ended up going to Texas.
Oh my God, here we go. We got another call. Hello?
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 Oh, it's a birthday Otto there?
Who do we have here?
Nancy, Paula, and Kimberly.
Oh, it's the Project Independence lady.
Very nice.
Your happy Project Independence team. Yeah.
And we wanted to wish you the happiest birthday, and we are so thrilled that you are not just a member of Project Independence, but in our lives, and you've made such an amazing impact on all of us.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Otto, for being you.
I will tell you that all of you have made a huge impact on my life, so it goes two ways.
How's it going? How's the show going?
Good. We're getting so many calls in already. I'm like sweating trying to set this up without Otto noticing, but we pulled it off.
You did good.
And we had a bunch of his
family
members.
This is right after we had the commissioner of the police.
I mean, we pulled in all the heavy hitters for Otto today.
Wow.
But thanks for calling,
guys. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate everything you do, and I love you all, and it's a joy to work with you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, we got another one. Uh-oh. Oh, not another one. Just kidding.
There's a lot going on.
I know. Thank you, Victoria, for doing all this.
Nobody. Yeah.
I heard a beep, so there's something probably coming through soon. I heard a beep when we were on there.
Yeah,
so
I heard a beep. Too.
There might be another member.
Yeah, I wish that this phone could take more than one.
I know. Come on, Dan. For Otto's birthday,
well,
everyone's calling
is.
In.
So when they call in, they get a busy signal?
I guess so, yeah.
They have my cell phone number in case there's any snafus. I covered all of our bases here. But Otto, we want to thank you. You know, I mean, we say this is quite the dream team, and I love all my co-hosts very much. But Otto has been with this show since the beginning, and Project Independence since the very, very
Somebody's
beginning.
Somebody's coming on.
Oh, and hold that thought. We'll be back.
Hold that thought.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. My ears were ringing. I heard you talking about me.
Oh, it's Jen.
Jen, how are you, dear?
I'm great. I'm just calling to wish you a happy early birthday and to tell you that I love you so much.
Well, I love you,
and I'm
too.
I'm so grateful to have you in my life.
How was Texas?
It was fun.
Yeah.
100 degrees every day.
Wow. 100 degrees every day. That's perfect for you.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, but it was nice to come back to a little bit of cooler weather.
All right.
Well, thank you, Jen, we were saying before, for helping coordinating this with me.
Where are you calling from?
I'm actually at the office with at Rambam's, yeah.
Right.
You know,
where?
Trying to get
at
my mom's office. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole family works there.
Yeah. There's four of them.
Jen, I love you, dear, and I thank you for calling, and I thank you for being who you are.
Of course. I love you, Grandpa.
Thanks, okay. Jen.
Toodaloo.
Thanks, Jen.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye. See, I like the promptness of the Lowe's family, too. Everyone's calling like they're supposed to
be. Right.
It's a family I could work with. Yeah.
Oof.
But they timed it out well.
Yes, they did. I like.
Oh, you're gonna call at 11:05.
Right.
You're calling at 11:05.
They're good.
They get brainwashed.
We're gonna intermingle some of Project, whatever you call this thing. Oh, Project.
Yes, talk of the town. Yes. Well, I want to.
No. But before you do that, yes. I just want to say something about Otto, and I mean this very sincerely. Since I got involved, you really are an exemplary human being.
Right.
What you do with your family, as your wife, mm-hmm. with your wife. As a grandfather, as a
father, person.
As a person. I mean, they're
because
I hear the stories, and you're not bragging, and I can only imagine the love that you get from them all. And mm-hmm. I mean it very sincerely, and it's well-deserved.
That's
it's
right.
An honor to know you.
Well,
and
John,
John's going to make me cry.
Enough.
Jesus, John. You can't put me and John together in a room together, the two
now,
of us.
You know, this is
that's enough.
This is a good time to say that I really love working with you.
Oh.
All right? I do. I mean, you are... you are a very smart man, yet you give everybody an opportunity to talk. You let me sometimes overpower.
No, you don't. Okay, next. Move on.
Gosh, emotional group.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We're coming to the end of the first segment.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you.
We will be back.
We'll be right back. We're listening to
Project Independence and New Radio.
The Otto Show.